doesn't take a whole lot of time. I mean, if you got an hour and 15 minutes is what I tell folks to reserve, just reserve an hour and 15 minutes for the whole process. Now, I say that, and immediately people are like, that needle has to be in my arm for a whole hour. No. It's from start to finish. So that includes doing your rapid path registering, you know, at the blood drive to come in. We do the health history check. You know, we're going to check your temperature, blood pressure, pulse. Make sure your hemoglobin is high enough. And we have the amazing non-invasive hemoglobin now. So that's one of my favorite things about the technology that we have is I don't get a needle until I actually have to donate blood. So I get a free health history check. I go through needle in the arm, maybe 7 minutes. You know, 5 to 7 minutes with the needle in the arm, donating blood. If you're doing power reds, you might have a little bit of a longer process because we're collecting 2 pints of red blood cells as opposed to one. But then once the needle's out, you don't feel anything. You get some juice and cookies. You get to fellowship with your friends, family, loved ones, whoever you brought with you, you know, to come and donate blood, which is a really great idea. I know some folks have got some teenagers home, some college kids maybe home right now, right, that are out for school. So if you're 16 with your parents' permission, you can come on in and donate blood. If you're 17, you don't even need your parents' permission. Bring a valid ID with you to come and donate. Hydrate, eat a good meal, get good rest, and come on in and join us.
So few people donate. That's one of the things. And if just a few more people did get involved, what a huge difference that would make, Alexis.
Yes, we talked about the red wave, right? That would happen if just a few more people.
Yeah.
62% are actually eligible to give blood, but only 3% do. I think, you know, sometimes unless you know someone who's ever needed blood or you've experienced blood loss personally or in your family, you know, sometimes people experience health crises and they don't want to share with anybody. There's such deep shame, there's embarrassment, there's so much that goes along with that. But let me tell you, the blood needs never stop, you know, whether that's a scheduled surgery, whether it's a traumatic accident. Moms and babies, every day, 350 pints we need on our shelf every day in Central Virginia to ensure all of our hospital partners, of which we supply, we are the primary supplier for all the hospitals in Central Virginia, have the blood that they need on the shelf. So if you're passionate about, you know, community service, you want to do something to give back and it doesn't really cost you anything but an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Donating blood's a great option for you to consider. So find a blood drive, redcrossblood.org, come on in and join us.
You don't want to have a situation where there's an accident or there's a sickle cell patient and there's not enough blood. That's why this is such a big deal, and we talk about this so frequently.
Yeah, you know, I think it's one of those things that you just kind of take for granted. You know, you just kind of assume, oh, well, somebody's donating. Something is happening. Check it out. It's not as bad as people think it is. You know,
no.
People hear needles. They think, you know, they think white coats, you know. They think, oh, it's a medical procedure, you know. Blood is kind of gross, and I get that. So, but, you know, being able to connect those dots together to have that fun experience and do something good for the community makes it worthwhile. And certainly, you know, coming back and donating regularly. Blood doesn't stay on the shelf forever. You know, people think, oh, well, I already donated this year. I already did my one thing. Right. But blood is only good for 42 days on the shelf.
Right.
That's why we continually ask people to continue to donate and make it a frequent thing. You know, schedule it out like you do your dentist appointment. You know, you go to the dentist twice a year. Why can't you donate blood twice a year? You can go on the website, redcrossblood.org, plug in your zip code, plug in your sponsor code if you have one for especially, you know, hosting blood drives with us. And simply make your appointment. Make it twice a year. If your blood drives are confirmed for 2026, which I highly recommend doing, I'm already booked for my first appointment in February. I'm very excited to give again. I know I'm going to have to skip through January and get to February to be able to be eligible again. But, you know, putting those pints on the shelf and having it ready and available when people need it. You know, I'm a special blood match, so you never know who needs that blood. So if you have it, come on in and give it. You know, roll up your sleeve, be brave, take a needle in the arm. It's not so bad. I promise nothing bad's going to happen to you. But the way that you can protect yourself and make sure that you're having a good experience, eat a good meal before you come and donate, drink lots of water, get a good night's rest. And then you should be able to have a great experience coming in and donating blood with us. Redcrossblood.org. Come and find your blood drive and come and donate blood with us. You know, I will say that my favorite folks are folks that don't know their blood type. So don't feel like you have to know your blood type to donate blood. That is a fallacy. Every time you donate, even if I already know what your blood type is, I'm going to test your blood every single time. It's regulated. It's FDA regulated. We are a regulated organization. So there's many entities that ensure that the blood supply is safe, that patients are receiving the healthy dose of blood that they need to get better. So, you know, being able to, feel like what you're doing is impactful, that it matters, definitely. You know, we can't mine it. You can't grow it. I can't go to another country and import it. It only comes from the generosity of donors right here. And according to my report that I've been receiving this past week, we need platelet donors. So if you have an interest or have considered doing platelets, AB blood types are my favorite platelet donors because they are the universal platelet donor. Doesn't mean I don't want any other blood type, but I'm just letting you know, just so you know. But if you are A negative, B negative, O negative, or O positive, I really need your blood because I have low supplies of those blood types as we're going into the holidays. And if you don't know what your blood type is, what better time to find out? Christmas present to yourself. What blood type am I? Let's go find out. Come on in and donate blood. Find out what your blood type is. You might be a special match for a patient in the hospital with me, like I am. I'm a sickle cell fighter. I had no idea that what my blood type was, that it had those special antigens. It was the absence of those antigens that makes it the perfect match for a patient with sickle cell disease. And I never would have known that if I had never come in and gotten tested, selected my race, and made sure that, you know, I'm healthy and eating my iron and drinking my water. So I highly encourage you, come on in. Find out how you can protect our community. Find out what your blood type is. Join us. Roll up your sleeve. Visit redcrossblood.org to make your appointment. You can also download the app. Very easy from any of the app stores. Just look up Red Cross Blood, download the app, make your appointment, and come on in.
Well, and you think about it, this is a great way to also just be, you might not be involved in your community and would like to be. This is one way to do it.
Yes. And you know, it's funny that you mentioned that because all the time I hear from folks, but blood is gross. You know, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean it's that easy? And I have to tell them, look, I can't get it from anywhere else. This is a community service. Rolling up your sleeve and donating blood is a community service. And if everybody who's eligible can do it at least once, if not twice a year, we would never have a blood shortage. All of our blood needs would be met. And every patient that comes in would have the right type on the shelf. But I need it from you. I need you to be brave and to, you know that, you know, this is a easy thing to do. It only takes an hour, maybe an hour and 15 minutes of your time. There's a pinch, but you get some juice and cookies, and you do feel good after you I feel great after I donate blood. I feel like I've done my duty. Like I said, now I'm experiencing the sadness of not being eligible. And I want to give. That's so crazy. I never knew that was something that I would experience going through this whole process of becoming a blood donor myself. But, yeah, you know, and now continuing to educate and invite people in to come and donate with you. So if you're community-minded and you want to make a big difference in your community, donate blood.